USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He stayed on script, he never mentioned impeachment, and delivered a very uplifting and positive State of the Union address. That's what most Republicans are saying about President Trump's speech last night, but Democrats, not so much. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It was a sad moment for democracy.
Schumer claiming the president lied as he touted his record since first winning the White House.
The president's speech last night was much more like a Trump rally than a speech a true leader would give.
Republicans like House Minority Whip Steve Scalise are outraged that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up her copy of the State of the Union speech as soon as the president finished.
It wasn't just President Trump's speech. It was the names of those military servicemen and women, people who have given their life for our country. She ripped their names off.
And this is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
U.S. House Democrats had launched the initial inquiry back last September. They voted to impeach President Trump in December. Now today, the U.S. Senate, led by Republicans, is expected to acquit the president on two articles of impeachment that those Democrats had brought. Around 30% of the precincts in the Iowa caucuses Monday night have yet to report their results, and it remains unclear when the rest of the data will be released, but Iowa Democrats say it was a coding error in a reporting app that's been causing the delay. Congressman Eric Swalwell of California says he doesn't think this is going to hurt Democrats in the long run.
You know, we're going to move on to New Hampshire, South Carolina. It's going to be a long process. I wouldn't write anyone off, you know, who's in the top five right now, but, I think we're looking forward to seeing other states starting to participate.
Hundreds of thousands of people are lining the streets of cold Kansas City for today's victory parade for the champion Chiefs. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on the President's State of the Union address last night. A man who's seldom at a loss for words was left speechless by something he heard from President Trump.
Rush Limbaugh, thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country.
The conservative talk legend Rush Limbaugh thought he was in the House Visitors Gallery because he was simply a guest for the address, but President Trump announced that he was being presented with the highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I will now ask the First Lady of the United States to present you with the honor, please.
The man fans call El Rushfo looked stunned at first, then alternately smiled, laughed, and even cried a little. Just a few days ago, he announced he's been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Cook County, Illinois State's Attorney Kim Fox admitting her office made mistakes in how it handled the Jussie Smollett case. Appearing with Democratic primary opponents yesterday, she said her office was not perfect with how it handled the Smollett case. Fox facing national scrutiny after her office dropped charges against the actor, who was accused of staging a hate crime against himself in Chicago last year. She argued that the state's attorney's office and the justice system in Cook County is much better now, calling it a model for the nation. And McDonald's Shamrock Shake is returning to McDonald's menu for the first time in 3 years on February 19th through St. Patrick's Day. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.